Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a content creation studio with the focus on podcasting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their business journeys. Well, now it's time for intellectual property news, and our topic today is, guess what, AI. And so we've had been following a court case recently with Anthropic. In the first round of the case, the court decided that the use of copyrighted material was transformative enough to constitute fair use, which means that Anthropic, when it's creating its stuff through their program Perplexity, they're not violating anybody's copyrights. So phase two now of the trial, which is where Anthropic lost, was the court said that you uploaded all these copyrighted books, millions of them, off of a pirate website, and now you're going to have to pay the creators damages for taking their property without their permission or without paying them. So obviously, if they have to pay out to the creators, and it's potentially millions of creators here, that's going to be a pretty big chunk of money. And I think Anthropic is going to raise the price of Perplexity, right? How are they going to get that money back?
I just want to add here real quickly that I was researching some of this, and I found that there are actually companies now, talk about your cottage industry springing up. There are companies now that will help you get paid by big AI for your content. And big AI is paying people, especially if it's private content, to use their content. So it's almost like going to a book editor in the olden days, you know, here's my content and they're using it, but they are paying people. So, and there are companies that will help you do that. So maybe
the system is improving from the content creator side, but the fact is if Anthropic or any of the other AI platforms have to pay money out, they may raise their price. So right now it's like $20 a month, and maybe to pay off all these people, they have to raise it to $100 a month.
They're going to raise the price no matter what, because what's happening is Google's going to Google Gemini.
So the question is to our panel, would you pay more money to make sure that the creators get compensated for their content, even $100 a month more?
Well, $100 a month is kind of steep, but if I was really serious about using it for business, but I don't know. But yeah, you're going to have, it's going to go that way anyway. They're going to charge more regardless. I would rather see the creators get paid some of that.
Yes. Okay. Anya, what do you think about this topic? Where do you fall?
I think for me, it's irrelevant that it's about creators' right or not. It's about that if I'm going to use a tool, what are my other solutions? And is it going to save me half an hour's time for my team to do some work? Is it worth $50 per month or not? Is it solving a real problem for me? And is it worth it for me to do that? And if it's not worth it, that means they couldn't find a good business model. They have to keep iterate it. Maybe they find other revenue stream from corporations or something. But end of day, is how much value that the tool is going to bring to us.
Well, I think that's a very, very practical way to look at it. You're obviously an amazing businesswoman. Jeffrey, what are your thoughts on all of this?
Well, by scraping data in scientific applications, a lot of times you avoid the process of trying to figure out how to rigorously gather the data so that you can isolate variables so that it's not just garbage in and garbage out. So, we try to use actual intelligence for AI. And the only way it saves us time is if we're trying to research something and we say, get us everything written on X, everybody who published something on this. And then we have to go look at it because the AI doesn't know what was done by an idiot or the method they used was flawed or it was to do a study, a real scientific study to get a breakthrough, to prove anything. It's really, really difficult to isolate the variable properly and get it's just hard. And you can't just scrape data off the daily racing form of every horse that ever raced and all there and expect to learn anything, for example. So the only way it's worth it to us is to gather it. And that saves time. If I can pay less money to somebody who can get me all that in a hurry, I'll pay for that. But I'm not going to pay for a lot of the data scraping because in my field, it's a waste. I can explain that in more detail later. It's a complete waste of time to scrape the databases of our racehorses. They're so compromised.
Thank you for that. Caroline, what are your thoughts?
I expect it to go up. I mean, it's been Wild West. It's been a gold rush, and everybody's trying to get as much usage, or the AI creators have been working on getting as much usage as possible to ensure that their data models are able to run in the, you know, in the top leagues. And now it's a question of paying for it. I mean, Grok, for example, I'm in Canada, so I'm paying $500 a year. For Grok, I pay 20 for ChatGPT. Would I pay more? Yeah, I mean, I'm with Anya, where if I'm able to do more in less time with that kind of reasoning and critical thinking and having a critical thinking thought partner, it's actually really good value.
I agree. I think it's a lot like the cable business. A long time ago when cable was first introduced, you paid a monthly fee, but there were no advertisements, right? And the idea was to get everybody hooked on the service. And the same thing with the internet. You just paid a monthly fee. And gradually, the platform owners figured out ways to work advertising into the process. And I think the same thing is going to happen with the AI platforms. They're just getting us hooked on it now. They're keeping the barriers to entry low. And eventually, we're going to start seeing all sorts of ads that people are going to be paying for. It's just a matter of time. But great discussion. And if you have an idea or an invention that you want to protect, you can contact us at Gearhart Law. We work with entrepreneurs worldwide to help them through the entire process of obtaining patents, trademarks, and copyrights. And you can visit learnmoreaboutpatents.com or learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for a free consultation, or download your free entrepreneurial quick guide to patents or trademarks, and also book a consultation with a Gearhart Law attorney.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.